You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. Celebrate Canada's 150th and treat yourself to a brand new Silverado. 20% off MSRP cash credit on select vehicles right now at Lakewood Chev. Bob Weeks joins us. He's in England for the Open Championship. Bob, I guess the first question, what is the weather shaping up to be for Thursday, Friday?
Let's just say that we've had some really nice days on Monday and Tuesday. not quite looking quite as good. Thursday, it doesn't look to be too bad. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the weather's going to be more, let's say, typical of what we expected at an Open Championship. It's great weather if you're sitting at home on the couch early Saturday or Sunday morning watching it. Probably not so good if you're a player trying to battle it out. It's going to be windy, rainy, sunny, breezy, gusty. It's going to be all of the above, so we'll get a full complement of wind. But there will be some element challenges for all the players in the last 3 days if the forecast holds true.
Now, this course, do you find the Open Championship, because a lot of people talk, you know, specifically about the Masters and how it fits better games, specifically the U.S. Open, depending on which course they're at. Do you find it's the same for the British Open, or because a lot of it's the link styles, it doesn't necessarily change from course to course for player to player?
Yeah, I would say that it's, you know, links golf is certainly a certain style, and most of the courses that they play the championship on, of the 8 or 9 that they use in the Rota, are links golf courses. So obviously, if you play well on those courses, you're going to play well no matter which one it's being held at. Birkdale is probably known as one of the more fair of the courses, and by that I mean there's not quite as many blind shots. There's not quite as many chances for unfair bounces and rolls. You can play a little bit more in the air around the greens in terms of wedge shots and things like that as opposed to bump and run. But you still are going to be battling the elements. You're still going to have to try and hit the ball low. You're still going to probably have to play some bump and runs along the green. So guys who have a little imagination, guys who are familiar with that kind of game, are always going to do better out here. And there are, just like there are players who play better at Augusta, there are players who play better in links golf or have more experience and know how to handle it.
Who do you like this weekend and why?
I'm leaning right now towards Justin Rose, and the Olympic gold medalist has been having a pretty good season. Don't forget he was runner-up to Sergio Garcia in that playoff at the Masters, so he's been in contention this year in a major already. He's played well at Birkdale. He was 17 years old here in 1998, and he holed out his third shot from the fairway, or near the fairway, to finish in the top five as a 17-year-old. So, you know, he's got some good mojo going back at this golf course, and I just like what he's gotten in his game right now. But I do like Sergio Garcia as well. I think Sergio's a guy who could win here. I think a lot of people, when they picked a major that Sergio would win, they were picking the Open Championship. He's creative. He knows how to play the shots around the greens. And I just like the way he is right now, very relaxed. And let's face it, now that he's got the monkey off his back and winning a major, hey, he's playing with house money, so you never know what's going to happen with him.
Now, you look at a player like Sergio Garcia, and it's amazing how when you get that monkey off your back, how I'm sure just mentally it's a big break for him. And, you know, his excitement level at times, I've looked at it. Do you find his style of play and maybe his approach to the game works well at the Open Championship?
I think, I don't know if I would have said that 4 or 5 years ago, but, you know, Sergio has just changed a lot in the last few years, and there's a good reason. I think he's happy in his life. He's getting married next week, which is a big step. He's sort of very comfortable. He's got someone, I think, who's finally kind of telling him what he should hear rather than what they want him to hear. So I think he's just very comfortable with who he is, with the actions he does, with how he carries himself on the golf course. He's not so worried that the golf gods are always against him and he's always getting the bad break. And, you know, happy off the course, happy on the course, as an old saying amongst PGA Tour pros. So I think right now, you know, the way he carries himself around the golf course is just so much better than it was 5 and 6 years ago, and he was always coming close but never getting it done. So that is one of the reasons why I think that he may have a chance here.
Okay. Now, you said you like Justin Rose. What about Dustin Johnson's game this season? What hasn't been there?
Well, you know, the biggest part about Dustin Johnson right now is we just don't know where he is. I mean, he ripped apart the first part of the season, winning all those tournaments, playing well. I think he had a string of you know, top tens in just about every start he made before he slipped and fell at the Masters. He's missed the last two cuts coming in here to this tournament, so we're just not really sure if that's just a blip or if he's really sort of cooling off, or what the reaction is to his game. And I think, you know, we'll find out pretty early. He has one of the games that very few, I mean, everyone's envious of it because it transports to every style of major championship golf. He plays well at Augusta. He plays well at the big long courses at the U.S. Open, and he's played well in the past here at the Open Championship. So, you know, he might miss the cut again, or he might just run the table here, and neither one of those would surprise me. It's kind of awkward to say in terms of if you're betting him in a pool, but I am expecting good things from Dustin Johnson this week. Let's leave it at that.
Now, your answer surprises me, Bob, because it kind of maybe illustrates that he's wildly inconsistent right now, where he could go one of two ways rather easily, and neither one would surprise you.
Yeah, and I guess it's just that's the problem with him, and not with him, just him, but with Rory McIlroy, with Jason Day, these guys who have played so well over the last couple of years are just inconsistent. I mean, Rory McIlroy comes in here missing the cut in the Irish Open and the Scottish Open. Who would have ever thought of that? And Dustin Johnson is in that same kind of boat. I don't know if it's inconsistency yet, but it's bordering on it for sure. I mean, he's had a hell of a year. He's had a great year. He's been playing well. He's, you know, in top of the world rankings, top of the FedEx Cup. So you just put all of this together, and it's surprising that he doesn't keep going. But it shows you how tough golf is to be consistent over a long period of time. And that's what we're learning about these guys. It puts in perspective guys like Tiger Woods and the eras that they had, where they were just basically winning or finishing in the top five in every single week. You just don't see that anymore. It's just tough to do.
Bob Weeks from TSN joins us live in England at the Open Championship. Bob, the big story, Phil Mickelson contemplating removing his driver and replacing it with the 13-degree Callaway, the same club he used when he won the Open back in 2013. And he also is looking at adding a second 3-iron and a 64-degree wedge, so changing out some clubs. What do you make if he goes driverless?
Well, it wouldn't be the first time he's done that. He did that at the 2008 U.S. Open, and I'm less surprised at him doing it here than I am at the U.S. Open. But here you probably don't necessarily need it all that much. I mean, Henrik Stenson essentially won the British Open last year hitting a 3-wood off most tees. You get so much roll here if it is dry and hard like it is so far, although, we're expecting some rain. But you can get a lot of roll. You can also fight off the wind, keep the ball underneath the wind. So it's not as strange as it may seem. But with Phil, you know, we never really know what to expect. He sort of reserved the right to put that driver back in if the winds start to come up.
Right.
But I think, you know, he'll make up his bag when he steps on the first tee on Thursday, and he may change it for Friday and Saturday and Sunday, and we'll just see what he has in there. But it's never a dull moment when you're talking about Phil Mickelson. He's always got that brain thinking about some way to kind of make things a little bit easier for him.
Now, the rules, you're allowed to change your bag every day. Do you have to announce to anybody, I'm taking out my driver today and putting in what's essentially a 2-wood, and then if he wants to switch out the next days, like, does he have to send that to any scorekeeper or anything before the round starts?
Nope. It's not kind of like soccer where you have to announce your substitutes. He just shows up. He has 14 clubs in his bag. He can carry 14 putters if he wants. But as long as you have 14 and no more, then you're good. It doesn't matter what that makeup is.
Quickly, Bob, there's always been a few surprises every year, and it seems that the Open Championship has them more than any of the other majors. So who are your dark horses this week?
You know, there's a couple of names that come to mind. I think Ian Poulter, who has played well in this Open Championship in the past, he's had an interesting year. He was on a medical exemption last year, and he had to win a certain amount of money in a few events at the start of this year to retain his card. And it looked like at first he had missed it. Then there was a recalculation and an adjustment of some rules, and he made it again. And so he's in there, and I think he's playing well enough and has confidence in his game right now. He's also been runner-up in this tournament before, so he knows how to get it done around links golf courses, obviously grew up on them. So that's one name that I think you might want to keep an eye on. And, you know, around here, as you said, you always expect the unexpected. I mean, remember what happened to Jean Vandevelde down the stretch when he basically fell apart on the last hole while they were almost busy engraving his name on the claret jug. So I'm not sure. This one, to me, more than anyone, has the element of surprise written on it. And I have a funny feeling that there's just no clear favorite right now. So you might see a dark horse, someone even more of a dark horse than Ian Poulter step up and maybe not win, but certainly be in the hunt as it comes down the stretch on Sunday afternoon.
Well, Bob, enjoy it. Look with this one with interest. Should be a lot of fun and hopefully not too windy.
Okay. Thanks. Talk to you soon.
You betcha. Bob Weeks from TSN covers golf exceptionally well for the company, and he's over there in England.